Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable to you, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Tonight, we're being asked to believe in the unbelievable. Jesus' disciples were told in advance what was to come. He told them time and time again, and the words of the Hebrew prophets had been telling them for centuries. The Messiah would come, he would die, and he would conquer death and rise again to new life. Yet, even they couldn't believe it. Even they struggled with their faith. But when Jesus died, they scattered and ran, all but a faithful few. He told them he would die, yet when he did, all hope was lost. Their hope died with him. And even when they discovered that his tomb was opened up and was empty, they couldn't believe it. Their minds would just not go there. That Christ is risen? Even though they had seen him cure the blind, the possessed, the crippled, and lame, had seen him even raise other people from the dead, this was too much to believe. They struggled with their faith, even when they saw him in person, in the flesh, thinking, he must be the gardener. He must be a stranger on the road. And Peter, the one who was the first and the most passionate about Jesus as the Messiah, the one who said, he's the one we've been waiting for, even he struggled. No one could make him believe. He had to go to the tomb himself and see it for himself. He got up and he ran to the tomb, so desperate to believe in this, yet finding it so hard. This is our faith story. This is our faith journey. Christ is risen. Alleluia. But that alleluia is not a destination. It's not an end point. That alleluia is a journey. It's a journey we spend our lives on. Many of us at some point in our lives have found it a struggle to have faith, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in a God that promises us that we matter, that we're loved, that we've been given the gift of everlasting life. Some of us battle with this doubt on a regular basis. And perhaps for some of us, it hasn't been a struggle to believe, but maybe at some point in your life it may become so. You might find yourself being a devout and faithful Christian for 50 years, and then all of a sudden something rocks your world and doubt for the first time finds a way to creep in. But you know what? That's just fine. It is time to put to bed the idea that faith shouldn't be a struggle, that the journey shouldn't have its moments of doubt. Many of us were raised in an environment in which we were made to feel ashamed for having moments of doubt or for struggling with faith. But it's that wrestling with believing in the unbelievable that makes this journey real, that makes it personal, that makes it ours. There's no place in the gospel where Jesus tells his disciples, this should be easy. There's no place in the gospel where he tells them to just mindlessly go along with it. To the contrary, the gospel tells a story of people who actively wrestle with this, who wrestle with having faith. That even the people who were closest to Jesus had serious moments of doubt. What made them disciples is that despite their doubts, they kept following, they kept learning, they kept on trying. When the women, they came to Peter and they told him Jesus was risen, he doubted, didn't he? But he didn't just say, oh, I don't believe it, and let it go at that. He responded to his doubt by running, not walking, but running to the tomb to see it, to learn, to find out more. And he came to believe. Peter's faith, and all of our faiths, is a journey. And on top of that, it's a journey that we're on together. All of us here in this room are coming from different places in our faith journey. We came from different places. We're headed to different places, and we want different things from our life. But we're all on this journey together. Our job is to be disciples, which means we're called to a journey to believe, to never stop learning, to never stop questioning and facing doubts, and to never stop running, not walking, but running to that tomb to find out for ourselves that Christ is risen. We're called to be like Mary and Joanna and the other women who saw Jesus was risen and ran out to spread the word to others. Not to expect them to just blindly go along with it either. Not because we expect others to just unquestioningly follow, but to welcome them and encourage them to come on this journey too, to seek the empty tomb for themselves. You and I know that the empty tomb is there, and we know what it means. It is the work of our lives to be continuously on a journey, to seek it out together, and to encourage others along the way. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.